Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. And it's if you want one of those organic turkeys, because I see a text from Francis Nesbitt. I rare organic turkeys, and they cost between 50 and 70 to buy, raise and butcher. In other words, it costs them up to 70 quid just to rare an organic turkey. And they're saying an 88 euro turkey in Aldi, which must be a lost leader, must be a, and that's what they do. But the 8 euro turkey in Aldi, compared to 10 times the price you would pay for well, the turkey's not happy by the time it gets to your table, but it is a happy life that they lead, an organic life. Okay, and that is Down to Earth, the numeral 2, Down to Earth Organics at hotmail.com. Mary Cunningham, this issue has been bubbling up now in the last few days on the programme, because it began on Monday where old age pensioners discovered December 1, that was December 2, Monday.
Yeah.
But from December 1, how are you, Mary, that a lot of pharmacists were now going to charge 10 euro a month just to put together their pill box, so to speak,
that
a lot of so and that was, they're working out it's going to cost 130 a year, and then they said we didn't even get our fiver increase this year.
Dead right, Joe, and happy Christmas to you and all your wonderful listeners, and that farmer deserves to be supported. Look at Dara ex-TD, and he deserves to be ex-TD.
Dara Murphy, yeah. Fine Gael,
Dara Murphy. He may have done nothing illegal, Joe, but by God, he must think he's insulting all our
He has done nothing illegal.
But he's, I tell you, he could mastermind anything, and he should be, in my view, he should be ashamed of himself, all the money that he's going to collect and everything else, and no harm to the leader of the country. I'd say it no matter who was the leader, Leo Varadkar. He should not have allowed him to do what he was doing, and cut his hours short and mastermind. He was well aware of it, Joe. And when you think of the pensioners, Joe, and I'm one myself, 637,000 pensioners we had 2016. Now, if you give us a mere 5 euro, it only cost 165 million. It's nothing. When you think of the printing press, forklift, people with disabilities being cut, you name it, they have mixed all up, and people are fed up with cuts and this and cuts and that. The Gardaí have been cut. People with disabilities can't even get a place anywhere, and they took the 35 euro expenses of them. The whole lot of them, the people, pensioners, and the decent people of Ireland will not forget, and they didn't forget in the by-elections either. Joe, it's time now for inquiries and all this carry on and mistakes. People are on their knees down the country and closing everything, this, that, the other, cutting the guard, not replacing
so
the retired guardie.
But what you're saying is you think the fiver for the pensioners should be reinstated?
Absolutely.
Will a fiver make a difference?
It would cost them to do that. And it should be reinstated, surely. And they haven't a clue, Joe. And I'm not playing politics. I'd say it about anybody. Mm-hmm. And then the voting fiasco. Every day there's some other scandal or some other carry-on deception. And the people are fed up to the teeth. With it, Joe. We've just, you know, people are trying to exist and paying their bills, something of this, something of that, something of the other. And I tell you, you won't have too much left after that. And yet they're still increasing and putting further taxes and liabilities on us, Joe.
And were you living in hope that Pascal might have, when he got that 3.1 billion in November in corporation tax.
Yes, he got 1.4 billion, Joe.
Ahead of what was expected.
Ahead of all his extra, and he could have done it. And
you're saying take 1/5 of that and give it to the pensioners?
Absolutely. And there's other people that have been cut, and people with disabilities and everything else. Finney and McGrath should be looking after them better. And no harm, I'm sorry, Joe, I don't mean any disrespect to any of these, but I'm speaking the truth. Regina Doherty should look into a lot of her policies. I know a few people from being in politics years ago, and I would be signing things for them. Police Commissioner and Commissioner Rhodes, I'd see them that way. I'm a wheelchair user as well, Joe. Okay. I don't be out that much, but I hear from them. And they have to fight for everything. And there was several, because one of their families stayed with them, where they had only they hadn't the ordinary heating, the fuel heating, you know, they had the back boiler. And they took the living alone of a lot of people, Regina Doherty, and she also took the fuel allowance. And despite a lot of people speaking up about it and everything else, she wouldn't change it. If she thinks that's Christianity, a lot of the others, she's another thing coming. They want to know and walk in our shoes, every one of us, and they'll tell you, even the Dáil Bar, I'll cook one, Joe, I'm sorry, but I hope everybody has a good Christmas. And with all the scandals...
Mary, are you of a Fine Gael persuasion?
No, Joe, you have to ask that. Well, I'm not, but people used to say to me, I was Fianna Fáil.
Okay.
I am still Fianna Fáil, but people have said to me, what way do you think should I vote, Mary? And I'd say, whoever does the job for you, reward them.
Okay. But you think,
what do you think of that, Joe?
Well, you think the pensioners deserve a break.
Oh, the pensioners, I couldn't speak loudly enough. They built this country.
Okay, and as someone said to me as well, if you give the pensioners an extra fiver, they don't spirit it away, they go out and spend it.
They certainly do.
They spend
it. They're invaluable, the salt of the earth. And I still think mental health's the Cinderella, and it's a big crisis in this country. There's an awful lot of them, and that's what they should have their finger on the pulse. The children's
health. Well, Mary, which of the following three issues, which one do you think annoyed people the most? I don't know whether it affected the by-election. The turnout was abysmal. And Fine Gael, as was posted, they didn't win any of them.
The homeless crisis is another one.
Okay,
that annoys
Mary, which of the following three do you think hurt them worse? Was it the Dara Murphy, Fine Gael TD, hasn't been seen in the Dáil, according to the wonderful Miriam Nord? Now, let me ask you the question. Is it a Dara Murphy affair, Dara Murphy Gate, which he hasn't been, he's been doing two jobs, and you just turn up for a second on only a certain number of days a year, put your fob against a button, there's 17 of them apparently in the complex,
absolutely,
and head off. Okay, was it the Dara Murphy affair, was it Printer Gate, was it Printer Gate, or was it Fob Gate? You know, the whole thing of them fobbing in and fecking off.
Those three annoyed them terribly.
But which annoyed them most?
The Dara Murphy thing has brought it all into perspective.
Okay. Mary, you began by saying Happy Christmas.
Look,
I say Happy Christmas
for your programme. And the ordinary people of this country have a voice with your programme. You're invaluable.
Okay, you're very good. You're very good, Mary. By the way, thanks, Mary, and Happy Christmas to you. I should say well done to Katie Hannan, who was in here for a few weeks over the summer with the ever hard-working Liveline team. And they did, as we often do, they did a piece on people who died by suicide, their relatives talking. And Katie picked up yesterday with Richie, our erstwhile and regular and one of the hard-working great Liveline teams, small, compact team, as I said. And they picked up the award from Headline, that wonderful charity that deals with those issues. For the best broadcast on a mental health topic. Well done, Katie, and well done, Richie, and the crew who are working on it that week. Back after this break, Joe at rt.ie.